A parody of the biographical form of writing of the time, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman, is an experimental book by Anglo-Irish writer and priest Lawrence Stern. Challenged to follow even for the 18th century reader, it contains many literary and philosophical references and is full of double entendres. The novel ruminates on serious themes such as fate and free will, the limitations of language and ideas, literature and science, education and knowledge, and sex and identity. But it is also a very trivial book, sharing intimate aspects of Tristram's life. It is narrated by the author protagonist in a non-linear, convoluted, and digressive way, which Tristram believes makes it true to life.
There is a fatality that attends the actions of some men. Order them as they will, they pass through a certain medium which so twists and refracts them from their true directions.
The book progresses by jumping backward and forward in time and introducing stories within stories. Anecdotes are often unfinished and whole pages filled with asterisks or dashes or even left blank. The book begins at the moment of Tristram's conception, but even that is complicated, with Tristram blaming his problems in later life on his parents because they were interrupted in the act. His birth does not actually occur until Volume 4, but Tristram encourages the reader to persist.
I have undertaken, you see, to write not only my life, but my opinions also, hoping and expecting that your knowledge of my character, and of what kind of a mortal I am, by the one, would give you a better relish for the other. As you proceed further with me, the slight acquaintance which is now beginning betwixt us will grow into familiarity, and that, unless one of us is in fault, will terminate in friendship.
The focus changes from the hero himself to background details related to Tristram's family and environment. He introduces his father, Walter, as a country gentleman interested in insignificant subjects. Walter has many documents on the subject of noses, for example, as his son is born with a squashed one. Tristram considers how theories develop and grow strong in a subjective way.
It is the nature of a hypothesis, when once a man has conceived it, that it assimilates everything to itself as proper nourishment. And from the first moment of your begetting it, it generally grows the stronger by everything you see, hear, read, or understand.
Other characters in the book include Walter's brother, Uncle Toby, a war veteran with a heart of gold, Parson Yorick, a priest with a rude sense of humour, man midwife, Dr. Slop, Corporal Trim, Uncle Toby's loyal valet, and Walter's wife and Tristram's mother, Elizabeth Shandy, a down-to-earth woman little appreciated because of her lack of imagination. When Tristram's brother Bobby suddenly dies, Tristram becomes the family's sole heir. Walter begins writing a detailed work called the Tristrapedia, intended to cover all the topics necessary for the boy's education. However, Walter finds he can't write fast enough to keep up with his son's growth and development.
He shall neither strike, or pinch, or tickle, or bite, or cut his nails, or hawk, or spit, or snift, or drum with his feet or fingers in company. Nor, according to Erasmus, shall he speak to anyone in making water, nor shall he point to carrion or excrement.
At one point, the narrative jumps forward decades to the present, to about 1765, where Tristram, now in his 40s, is preparing to travel to France in an attempt to run away from death. In France, he races around enjoying himself most in the rural south, where he takes part in fairs, festivals, and country dances. Back to the main plot line, and Tristram tells the story of a romance between Uncle Toby and the widow Wadman, who prevaricate for decades about starting a relationship. Finally, Toby realizes he is in love and prepares to visit. Walter gives his brother lengthy advice in a long letter of instruction. Tristram observes that education can have the effect of closing the mind as well as opening it.
You are a person free from as many narrow prejudices of education as most men.
In typical style, the novel ends with an absurd, inconclusive tale about a bull and a baby. Mrs. Shandy delivers the famous final lines, questioning the veracity of the entire story.
What is this story all about? It is a cock and bull story, and a cock and bull story and various other kinds of story, and it is one of the best of its kind ever heard.
Sterne became an unlikely celebrity because of Tristram Shandy. Centuries on, its radical free-form construction influenced literary icons such as James Joyce, Vladimir Nabokov, and Salman Rushdie, but also many musicians and visual artists. A film adaptation of the book entitled A Cock and Bull Story was made in 2005 by British director Michael Winterbottom, who set it in a contemporary framework.